And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But you know what's not working on your financial freedom? You know what's working contrary to what you're trying to accomplish? The stock market. Check this out. Wall Street Journal. This is from Monday, okay? This is what we woke up to on Monday. You ready? A stock market sell-off intensified around the world, sending U.S. indexes sliding and volatility spiking to its highest levels since the COVID-19 pandemic. In early trading, the NASDAQ composite tumbled more than 4%. 4%. I'm going to say that number again. 4%. That's a loss, by the way. That's a reduction in your gains. Yeah, 4%. The S&P fell more than 3%. The Dow was somewhere around 2.6%. I remember looking at the Dow on Monday, and I remember seeing it at a 3% loss. I remember specifically going to the Dow Industrial Average because I was concerned with what it was doing. And I remember seeing 3%. Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting it 2.6%. Maybe that's what it finally rested at. But here's the point I'm trying to make. You have no control over your investment. Zero. None. You woke up. What did you do? What did you do? Did you call your financial planner and tell them to sell shares of your stock? Did you just sit there and watch the market implode? Did you think to yourself, wow, I'm dollar cost averaging now. All I got to do is ride this out. Let's think about this. A 4% loss on the NASDAQ composite. If you lose 4% of your money, how much money do you have to earn to make it back? You kind of have to make 8% back, right? I mean, if you do the funky math on this thing, if you lose 4%, you really need to have an 8% gain just to break even. Have you ever analyzed that? Have you ever looked at that? Have you ever realized that what the stock market did on Monday morning? I'm not talking about the closing bell. I'm just talking about what we woke up to on Monday morning. A lack of control over your portfolio. You have no control over your investments. Your investment went down in value. It went down in value. There's no getting around that. There's nothing you could do to change that. Yeah, you could get up on Monday morning, make yourself a cup of coffee, sit back, watch your favorite news feed, and at the end of the day, you're powerless. You have zero control over that asset. All you can do is sit there and watch it crash and burn. I'm serious. That's all you can do is sit there and watch your investment crash and burn. That loss, that initial loss on Monday morning, wiped out 6 months worth of gains. You didn't know that, did you? Go check out a stock chart and take a look at when the last time your favorite stock market index hit the value you see on your favorite index right now. 6 months ago was the last time it got up to that level, and then it went higher, and then it came crashing down. I mean, I'm looking. Okay, let's just be fair. I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And what I'm seeing is an erosion of approximately 6 months worth of gains. It eroded overnight. Overnight. How much control do you have over these investments? Why are you investing the way you're investing? I think you're investing the way you're investing because the herd mentality has told you this is how you get ahead in America. You take your hard-earned money, you take some of that hard-earned money out before you even see it, you give it to a financial planner, you put your hands together and you pray that everything's going to be okay. And is everything okay today? You be the judge of that. You be the judge of that. You can look at the stock report today and you can decide whether or not you like the volatility of the stock market. Now, the ironic thing about that stock market, and the thing that drives me bananas about it, is that it can lose value much quicker than it gains value. You ever notice that? There's always some kind of overhead resistance in the stock market. And when the stock market does finally get through that overhead resistance, it tends to do kind of okay. And then you get economic reports. And then you get what happened in Japan impacting our markets. You know, this whole thing started in Japan. Japan, not the United States of America, Japan. With the Nikkei index, the Nikkei 225, falling more than 12%, its worst one-day drop since the crash after Black Monday in 1987. Losses cascaded across Europe and the United States as investors dumped riskier assets and flocked to safety. See, all that was going on while you were asleep. You were asleep. And that happened. What control do you have over that? You have none. You have absolutely zero control. Now, in contrast to that, now check this out. You're going to love this. You are going to love this. Last week, I was working on that multifamily deal that I'm working on that I will not talk to you about on the air because I cannot do it by law. I can't do it by law, and I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. But there was a piece of investment property that I was looking at, and I was with my mentor, Jeff, and, oh, Jeff, not Robert? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually work with two mentors on the multifamily side. Did you know that? Yeah. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. Now, here's why I'm working with two mentors. Let me switch gears on you for a second. So Robert is like the brain, man. I mean, that guy has got a beautiful brain. That guy, he can see numbers. Can you see numbers? He can see numbers. He can make numbers dance in his mind. He's a brilliant engineer brain. It's amazing. He helps me analyze property. He helps me understand what my income, what my expenses are. All of the financial analysis, that guy is on top of it. So why Jeff? Why did I bring Jeff into the picture? Well, the reason I brought Jeff into the picture is because the location of that property that I'm looking at is literally in Jeff's backyard. Literally in his backyard. Now get this. You're going to love this. This area that I'm looking in, Jeff knows it like the back of his hand. Why is that? Because Jeff grew up in this area that I'm looking at. He knows where all the bodies are at. He also owns assets in a little township that's very close to the township that I'm looking at. He has institutional knowledge about the markets. That's why I went out there with Jeff to go look at the property. And while we were out there, now get this, while we were out there, we were checking on rates for multifamily financing because we were working through something called an MFQA, which is a multifamily quick analysis document. It's a spreadsheet. Let's just call it what it is. It's a spreadsheet. It's proprietary information that Lifestyles Unlimited has that it shares with all of its preferred investor group members. And we use this particular spreadsheet to analyze property. As we're driving back from taking a look at some of the units that we went to go look at, we decided to call a lender up because I needed to get sized for a loan. I was trying to figure out what interest rate I should plug in for my loan because we're starting to dial all the numbers down. You know what I'm talking about, right? So we check with the lender, and lo and behold, on Friday, the Fed lowered interest rates. Did you notice that? The market lowered interest rates. The cost of money went down. The cost of money went down. I was sizing my property. I was using a 7.75% interest rate. You know what I was quoted on Friday? 5.89. Yeah, 5.89. Yeah, go check out what interest rates have done over the weekend. Now, interest rates have gone down a little bit. And ironically, Japan caused a problem with our financial markets, which caused you a problem. It caused you a problem. When you lose 4% of the value of your investment, you have to earn 8% to just break even. How hard is it to have the stock market go up by 8%? It's hard. When's the last time that happened? I don't recall it ever happening. Oh, okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a time in history where all of a sudden the stock market just blew up. It just started raining money on everybody. Okay? But here's what I know. What happened to you on Monday is more frequent than the stock market just waking up and giving everybody an 8% increase. It's a lot easier for the stock market to wake up and give you a 4% decrease. So why are you invested the way you're invested? Because it's easy, right? All you have to do is go get a free dinner from a financial planner. They'll buy you a steak dinner. It's a pretty good steak dinner, too, by the way. And then you sign up with that financial planner. And then you give them access to your accounts. And you make sure that they take money out of your payroll account before it even hits your checking account so that you can't spend the money. Because that's the way that game is rigged. It's all designed so you can't spend the money. And then you take the money and you put it in there. And then you buy companies. You buy many, many companies because you're in mutual funds. Yeah, I was in mutual funds. And here's the problem with mutual funds. Good luck keeping up with all the companies that are in that mutual fund. Do you absolutely know what you're invested in? The majority of you listening to me, you got no clue. Lifestyles Unlimited members who are listening to this show, who have achieved financial freedom, who are real estate retired. You know what they're doing right now? They're listening to my voice and they're shaking their heads up and down. They're going, yeah, Al, we agree with you. And you know what? They've been on that path that you're on. They've been on that path, that lazy path of just giving money to your financial planner, putting your hands together and praying that everything's going to be fine. Oh, and here's the other thing. You plug in a ton of time. You do. Those financial planners, they'd love to get you when you're 20, because if they could get you saving money in your 20s, then their plan works real well when you turn 60. If you wait until your 30s to start their plan, they have to be a little more aggressive, but they could probably get you to where they're trying to get you by the time you turn 60. And what about you in the 40s, 50s, and 60s? Stock market, can it do it for you? I don't think so. Real estate can get you retired in 5 years or less. We come back from the break. More on that. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But the stock market isn't. Now, the stock market isn't working on your financial freedom. Just look what happened when you woke up on Monday. When you woke up on Monday, it was bad news. A market sell-off intensified around the world, sending U.S. indexes sliding and volatility spiking to its highest levels since the COVID-19 pandemic. I'll let you figure out what's going on today. I just know that on Monday, it was a bad day for a lot of people when they woke up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by well over 1,100 points. How many times do you go check out your stocks and you look at how much they went up? Do they go up 1,100 points? No. But when the stock market decides it's time to destroy wealth, 1,100 point drop, no problem. All you need is another 6 months to make back the gains that you lost on Monday. Doesn't that feel like a roller coaster? You know what that's called? It's a term called volatility. It's something that you have no control over. It's the market doing what the market's going to do. So how do you break the cycle? Simple. Listen to Lifestyles Unlimited. Listen to our founder, Del Walmsley. We will show you that there is a path to financial freedom that isn't as nuts as the one you're on right now. Now, there's a property. Ironically, real estate is still transacting in spite of what the stock market is doing. Assets are trading. We're not interested in daily fluctuations in pricing like we are in the stock market. We are looking at our assets as long-term holds. We hold our assets for at least a year. Many of these assets we hold for 3 years or 5 years. And the reason we hold these assets for that long period of time is because those assets are performing. They are producing cash flow. There's equity capture. There's principal pay down. There's natural appreciation. It's a beautiful thing in real estate. Now, over the weekend, I mentioned this earlier, I'll mention it again. Over the weekend, a property showed up in my inbox. And this particular property is a fourplex. It's a fourplex property. If I recall correctly, it's in the Kansas City market. And you can buy this thing for $279,000. And just writing a check for $279,000, that's not the smart way to do this deal. The smart way to do this deal is to go talk to my hard money lender and let them know that I've got this particular asset. This asset that's on the market for $279,000. And what I want the lender to do is to loan me up to 70% of the after repair value. Now, the after repair value on this asset, when it's all fixed up, it's ready to go, $400,000. That gives us a lot of equity to work with, doesn't it? Gives us a ton of equity to work with. As a matter of fact, we will capture about $54,000 of equity in this particular deal if we were to buy this asset. Now, I'm going to say a number, and this number may blow your mind, but I'm going to say the number anyhow. We can buy this asset for $50,000 cash out of pocket. Now, some of you are going, dude, $50,000? Why would we pay $50,000 for this asset? Because it's a fourplex. Now, let's think about this for a minute. This particular property has four rentable units in it. Not one, like the typical house I'm always talking about on this show. This has four rentable units. So let's think about that for a minute. How much is it per unit cash out of pocket? Well, my calculator is telling me $12,500 per door. That seems like a better deal, doesn't it? When you put it in that context, it sounds like we're getting a really good deal. As a matter of fact, you would buy this asset for $50,000 cash out of pocket. That represents a 12.5% contribution. Not 20% down, but 12.5% down. Now, some of you that have been looking at real estate and looking at investment real estate and have talked to lenders, you're trying to figure out, dude, I don't get it. I don't get it because when I go and I talk to my lender, they say I got to put 20% down. You're talking to the wrong lender. You are. You're talking to the conventional lender. That lender doesn't come into play until after we buy the property, we fix it up, and we find a great person to rent that property from us. Then we go and we talk to that conventional lender. See, the lender you want to talk to is a hard money lender. And you don't want to talk to just any hard money lender. You want to talk to a hard money lender that is associated with Lifestyles Unlimited. They understand what we are doing to build wealth for ourselves and our families. They understand that we have an exit strategy. Hard money lenders want to be in the deal for like 3 months or less. So we're going to walk through the deal because I want you to understand the numbers. Now, for today's example, we're using a fourplex that came into my inbox over the weekend. The asset is located in a place called Kansas City, Missouri. Now, some of you are going, well, I live in Marina Del Rey, California. Why would I buy in Kansas City, Missouri? Because Kansas City, Missouri is a really good market for you to invest in. Marina Del Rey? Not so much. So check this property out. It has an after repair value. In other words, when it's all fixed up, it's worth $400,000. Now, my notes indicate that two of the four units have been remodeled, which indicates to me that two of the units still need some work. Okay, so there's meat on the bone for us, which is a good thing. We can buy this asset for $279,000, partially because it is partially remodeled. It's not worth $400,000 yet because it's only halfway remodeled. And we haven't gone into the property, so we don't even know if the half that they did is to our standard or not. Does that make sense? Okay, so these are things we have to look at. We can buy the property for $279,000. It's going to require a cash out-of-pocket contribution of approximately $50,000. We're going to spend $50,000 to buy this property. But that is representative of only 12.5% down payment in relation to what the property is worth when we fix it up. $50,000 is only 12.5% of the after repair value of $400,000. Pretty cool stuff, right? And if $50,000 sounds scary, think of it as a door price. Okay, does that make sense? A per door price. So if you took $50,000 and divided it by four, what do you get? $12,500 per door. That's a pretty good price point per door. I mean, a lot of times when you hear me talking about properties on this radio show, what am I telling you? 20, 25,000, sometimes 30,000 per door. This one you can buy for 12,500 per door. Pretty sweet, right? You're going to capture equity in the asset. In other words, there is $54,000 worth of equity that is in addition to the $50,000 that you put into the asset. That means when the dust all settles, your equity, your total equity in the asset is $104,000. Let me say that again, $104,000. Do you understand what I'm conveying to you right now? That by buying this asset for $50,000 and obtaining an additional $54,000 worth of equity, your equity in this asset is above 25%, but you only pay 12.5% for that equity. It's pretty cool, right? A lot better than the stock market, right? What other asset class can you buy when you buy it correctly, when you buy it efficiently and effectively? Can you double your money at the time you buy it? I really don't know any. Okay, maybe in the stock market. Maybe you find that one company that does an IPO and you buy it and you spend $10 per share and that thing rockets to $20 per share. You got lucky. You got lucky. Yeah, because how many times has that happened to you in the stock market? How many times can you time the stock market? You may not even be investing in a way where you can take advantage of an IPO, but you can create your own IPO in real estate. A $54,000 equity capture that only cost you $50,000 to buy. It's a 108% return on capital gain. Now, this asset, it produces cash flow. That cash flow comes from the fact that you collect rents. Your residents pay you whatever the rents are per unit. You collect that every month. Rent is due on the first. They know that. They pay you on the first of the month. You take that money and you pay your associated expenses assigned to that property. If you bought it the Lifestyles Unlimited way, you're probably not going to have any maintenance costs. Probably not going to have any management costs. Your biggest expenses are going to be taxes and insurance, and then you're going to pay a mortgage that has principal and interest associated with it. The amount of money left over is the cash flow that goes into your checking account. This is your spendable money. It's not my spendable money. It's your spendable money. It's your asset. $2,300. This asset has the potential to cash flow $2,300. And that's not per year. That's per month. What? Al, you never talk about $2,300 cash flow per month. Well, I usually don't talk about fourplexes, but here's a fourplex that's producing $2,300 of cash flow. What kind of rate of return is that? Well, when you annualize That $2,300, you get an annual cash flow of $27,600. I want you to resonate on that number for a minute. An annual cash flow of $27,600. How many of these fourplexes would you need in order to retire yourself? How many assets producing $2,300 per month or $27,600 per year do you need to retire yourself? I mean, think about it. Maybe your number's three. Maybe your number's four. Maybe your number's five. Maybe you've got $50,000 available to you. Maybe you've got $250,000 sitting in your 401k or your IRA. Do you realize that you could cash in that IRA, that 401k, take the money out, repurpose it by buying real estate assets, and you get yourself retired, like in a year? Do you understand what I'm telling you? A year, not 20 years, not 30 years, not 40 years, a year. And this is just one particular asset that showed up in my inbox that gives me the potential to do what I'm trying to do. Same for you. Now check this out. The cash on cash return, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. You put $50,000 into this asset. That is your cash contribution. That's your seed money. That's what you allocated to this asset. Yet this asset pays you $27,600 per year in income. Your cash on cash return, 55.2%. That is not a typo. I don't even know if you can do a typo on the radio. But if you could, that's not a typo. That is the rate of return that this asset is projecting to return to you. What are you invested in right now that's producing 55.2% cash on cash return? Exactly. So how do you do this? Remember what I told you to write down at the beginning of the segment? Remember I said join Lifestyles Unlimited? I was serious about that. I was absolutely serious about that. And here's why. Lifestyles Unlimited is going to educate you. And if you want their mentoring services, they'll provide them to you also. And with the education and the mentoring, you will gain knowledge. You'll harness other people's experience. You will surround yourself with successful, like-minded individuals, and you will start to repurpose your hard-earned money into assets that will get you retired in 5 years or less. So how do you do it? How do you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited? The easiest way to do it, is go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for the free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.